A trip to the UK wouldn't be complete without some mention of the royal family. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, managed to fit in a meeting with Prince William at Kensington Palace, and she didn't turn up empty-handed. She took along a Women's Rugby World Cup jersey, plus a copy of one of her favourite children's books, Tulip and Doug, by Emma Wood and Carla Martell. And Emma Wood is with us now. Morena.
Morena.
When did you find out that the PM had taken a copy of your book with her?
When I woke up yesterday morning, so I had sort of no advance notice that this was going to happen. So it was a really lovely surprise to wake up to all these messages on my phone.
So your phone blew up?
It did, yeah. Yeah, I had dozens of messages congratulating me, which was really lovely, and sharing all the news stories that had been published about it. So, yeah, it was a thrilling Sunday.
And there you go, a copy of the book now in Kensington Palace. Would you have thought of that was going to happen?
Definitely not. Yeah, no, really surreal. And I hope the little princes and the little princess enjoy it.
Indeed. Now tell us a little bit about the book, Tulip and Doug. Who is Tulip?
Tulip is an adventurous young girl, and she has an unusual and unlikely friend in a little pet potato called Doug. So he's got a little face that she's drawn on him, and he has his own little stroller and little high chair and little bed, and they go on lots of adventures together.
It sounds rather nice to have a friend who's a little potato.
I know, he's a good little friend. And so, yeah, it's a story. It's got sort of themes of being yourself, and that it's okay to be a little bit different, and there's other people out there who are different in their own ways as well.
Mm. And is this a friendship that is a long-lived one?
No, and in fact, the subtitle of the book is Friends for Almost Ever, because obviously potatoes have a habit of deteriorating over time, and so that's something that Tulip has to contend with. And with the support of her lovely dad and a new friendship with a little boy who's maybe got his own unusual sidekick, that helps her through that situation.
How did you kind of come up with the idea for the story?
I heard a podcast with someone, and they were talking about having a pet rock when they were a kid and having it in a pram that they used to push around, and that kind of just tickled my fancy, and I thought as I was listening to that that would make a good idea for a kid's book, but I sort of wanted to make it maybe a little bit funnier, and I thought a potato was even funnier than a rock, so...
Is this your first children's book you've written?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is the first one published. I've got plenty of manuscripts sitting there. You know, hopefully one day some more of those will be published as well.
Do more of them feature Tulip?
No, I haven't written a sequel yet, but I'm thinking about it. People keep asking, so I'm racking my brains and trying to think of a way to continue on the story.
Would it be Tulip without Doug? I mean, is there any chance that Doug could be resurrected?
I don't know. I mean, I guess he could be discovered somewhere in the garden, maybe with more potatoes growing from him. But yeah, we'd have to see.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Emma Wood there, the author of Tulip and Doug, which was taken by the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern over to Prince William for his children